Hi, I'm Sean.
And I'm Zoe.
And this is Room 208 Literature Circle Group. This week, we're reading The Giver by Lois Lowry. We also have some visitors, Amy and Nina.
And don't forget Mr. F.
First up, a little something about Lois Lowry.
Lois Lowry has won 2 Newbery Medals for Number of the Stars and The Giver. Some other books she has written are The 100th Thing About Caroline, On the Street, the Anastasia series, the Sam series, The Messenger, and Gathering Blue. She lives in Cambridge, Mass.
And now for the book.
Who can summarize the book just really briefly in like a couple sentences so people know what it's about? Go ahead, Zoe.
Well, this book is about a community that has a lot of rules and is very strict. And Jonas loves this community until he is chosen to work for this job when he turns 12. And he is called the Receiver of Memories. Then he learns what really the world really is, and wants the community to have all that, and he thinks this isn't fair. So then in the end he runs away from the community because he wants to discover the other things, like snow, hills. All they have is black and white, flat place, and all the rules.
When is the story set? Yeah.
You mean what month or what year?
Time period.
Can't
I think.
Tell what month.
Oh, yeah.
What season?
Kind of around now.
Sure. You think it's a present day story?
It doesn't really
say. I think it's
future.
Doesn't say.
It doesn't really. Actually, yeah, it's probably a little bit in the future because then you can. I don't know, we can't really make stuff black and white right now.
You said he can't even tell what month, right?
Yeah. Or what season or anything.
They don't have that in the community.
Right. Huh.
And they said that, the giver said that it had been this way for generations.
It's like they put a bubble around the town and they control everything inside it. The weather, everything.
Do you have anything to say, Amy?
Do you think they have a bubble around the town, Amy? An actual bubble?
No. Because they're like way out in the middle of nowhere. So they have no connection to anything else. And they don't go anywhere else.
Well,
except on field trips.
Yeah. Well, that's all good. They did say that the schools visited other communities.
But the communities were just like them, so it was probably that little section where everybody does everything the same was over in the middle of nowhere.
Except for the little one at the end. Because they were completely different.
Oh, yeah. What she walked into?
Yeah. Because they had seasons.
Yeah, you started seeing animals and birds.
Yeah.
Why? I wondered why they would even have separate communities that are just like them.
Yeah, because you couldn't really tell where you were switching places.
Right, but I mean, everything's planned out. And for some reason, they found a purpose for having these separate communities that would visit each other in field trips. I wonder why they had that. And they had different rules and stuff, right? They talked to Lily at the beginning. She was upset because that kid had done something, you know, acted a strange way.
Yeah.
I wonder why that's part of the plan.
So people have, because there's not enough names for everybody, and everybody has a different name, so every different community can multiply names and stuff.
That reminds me, what do you think about the releasing? How
it's an evil town.
Releasing. What is releasing? Should we give it away, or is that bad to really talk about what releasing is?
It's bad.
Don't talk. Don't give it away.
Bad. All right. That's mean.
Yeah, but we don't want to really say what it is.
It's when someone's released, they're out of your life.
So the old are released, and some of the young that...
Twins.
Yeah, if there's twins,
the lighter one
is released, right?
Or if they're asked to be released, like Rosemary.
Right.
Yeah, because she wasn't happy with what she was chosen to do.
Yeah.
She was feeling too much pain. She was scared.
Do you think there's givers at every community, Amy?
Probably.
I hadn't even thought about that till right now.
Yeah.
No, maybe not. Maybe it's controlling all the thoughts or whatever for every community.
Wow.
I don't think there's a giver. All the other communities, because they seem like... free.
Rosemary, he says, is his
daughter.
Daughter.
Do you think it's really his daughter?
No, it's not, because they're the family unit and they're birth mothers.
They're chosen to be.
There has to be
with the family unit.
But everybody has a mother and a father, right? He talks about, you can go into the records and find out who your real mother and father is, right? I mean, you need a mother and father to make a baby.
Well, not a father. Well, actually, yeah.
Right? Does the giver have access to those records?
Yes.
He has access to anything.
So do you think he found out that Rosemary was really his daughter?
Oh, maybe. Probably.
If Rosemary's his daughter, do you think Jonas is his son?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Whoa. That would be right? Because they all have this gift. He has the gift. His daughter had the gift. Now Jonas has the gift.
And
another one moving on up?
Gabrielle has
the memories, but I'm not sure that Gabrielle would be picked as a receiver. But there's another...
There's a chance because they were going
to... Yeah, release.
Release him.
So there's another kid that has pale eyes. Remember they said...
That was Gabrielle.
No.
He's a six-year-old.
Yeah, the six-year-old. He said there's another one that has pale eyes. Now, if you think
like
about...
Yeah.
And eye color Gabrielle is something that's handed down through generations, right?
And I think like Gabrielle might have had pale eyes, too.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting. Okay, so he leaves. What do you think happens to the community after? Because he leaves prematurely, doesn't he? They had a whole plan, but then he had
to
leave.
It goes back to, like, the past. Like, everything... different. They have seasons again and everything, probably.
But he didn't leave at the right time that he was supposed to leave. He kind of messed it up.
So the giver doesn't even know, right?
Because they were going to release Gabrielle. And
yeah.
He wanted to take...
So Gabrielle kind of messed everything up.
Not purposely.
Yeah, he's just little. He doesn't know better.
What do you think, Amy? What happens to the community after he's gone? And
they get all the thoughts that he had.
And is the giver able to handle that? That's what he says. I'll stay behind and
help them.
Yeah. Do you think he does?
Yeah.
So really, if that's true, then Jonas could turn around and just go back home, couldn't he?
No,
you can't come back.
How come?
After you escape, you can't come back. Like you said.
But you said it's going to go back to the way life used to be. Don't you think they changed some rules?
Yeah, but Jonas wouldn't know of them. So. Mm.
Yeah,
unless the giver could somehow communicate.
He'd
send something. Yeah. But he doesn't know where
he
Jonas
might have
like
to
lives.
Wait a while until they get everything normal, because some people might be like, oh, let's release him because he left, yeah. when other people are back to normal.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Why would Jonas want to change such a perfect world? I mean, it's perfect, isn't it?
No.
Nothing's perfect.
Yeah, but this is pretty close. Nobody has any pain.
No.
Right? Everybody's happy. You don't have to do dishes.
They don't have anything.
Yeah, but what about people
who
do?
Yeah, they don't have anything.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
They have their life set out for them. They can't adventure.
Everyone's the same.
It's like they're robots. No feelings. You're a robot.
They have feelings. They care for each other. They have fun with each other.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. They don't have any feelings.
But they don't have any war. They don't have any famine.
Yeah, but
right?
they
have no pain.
The community has to choose their spouse and all that. So it's
but
all controlled, and they're not
Some communities do that in the world today still, right?
That'd be freaky.
But you should have freedom in life to choose who you're with.
But think about like our world right now. You know, I might say when I'm young, oh, I want to be a musician when I grow up. I want to be on American Idol or something, right? And maybe, you know, I spend my entire life trying to do that, and it turns out, you know what, I'm just really not that good at it, right? But what if someone had watched me when I was a kid and said, you know, here's the career that you would be really fantastic at, and that was the chosen career, and I was really successful.
They kind of
How about they
that.
Just suggest it to you?
Yeah, not make you do it.
They kind of do have a
but
choice.
Go ahead.
It's where your volunteer hours are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you watch what...
But what if you're no good in your volunteer hours?
They'll still find a place for you. Like, who is it? Asher, right? Who's sort of the clown. Mm. They find a position for him, right? Recreation director.
But he was good at it.
Yeah.
So it was pretty easy for them, too.
What do you think, Amy? Wouldn't it be great if your career was already chosen for you? You didn't have to worry about it?
No.
Well, then you couldn't change if you didn't like it after a while.
Yeah, you could. You could put in for...
An appeal.
Yeah, but if they said no, then you're stuck with it.
Unless you're released. Like,
but did we encounter anybody who was unhappy with what they were chosen to do?
Well they
Rosemary.
Said there was a story about one.
Yeah. Rosemary.
Oh, yeah, Rosemary.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Why was Rosemary... Why did she ask to be released?
Because she was unhappy with what she... was doing.
She was scared with the job.
Yeah.
Was she scared? Because the giver talks about, look at what she does at the end, that she wasn't afraid. What does she do when she's released?
She
does
the shop.
Right. So was she scared?
Well, no. She was scared of the thoughts.
Maybe.
It never said.
Maybe she wanted to go out into her and see what it was like.
Maybe she wanted that freedom too, that Jonas does.
Well, maybe she didn't know what released meant.
Yeah, because it seems like the community keeps it hidden
yeah,
in between.
Because Jonas didn't know what it meant until the giver showed him
not really.
What it was
the twins.
What about the end? What happens?
I bet he lives with one of the families down there.
There's only two people in the whole entire world that know what the end is. If they live or die.
Hold it, who knows?
Lois Lowry and this other guy that went out to lunch with her or something, and he had to promise that he wouldn't tell anybody.
How did you hear this?
Mr. Ann told me.
Wow. Because on Lois Lowry's site, in one of her speeches, she talks about, if you think I'm going to clear up the ending, you're wrong, I'm not. What do you think? Is it a sad ending or a happy ending? How many people think happy ending? Sean thinks it's a happy ending. You guys think it's a sad ending?
Yeah.
Sort of sad?
Heavy.
It's between happy and sad.
Yeah. Well, what happens?
The community is left in distress, like with Ruth and Harry.
All right, what about Jonas and Gabriel? What happens to
them? I'm thinking about Jonas and Gabriel. It was kind of sad because they were stuck in the cold weather. And she only had memories to... But and then he got on that red sled.
Everything changes at the top of the hill.
So what happens, Sean? What literally happens to Gabriel and Jonas? Tell me what happens. What really happens when they get to that hill?
They sled down it and they see the community. A different one.
A different community. So you're trucking along, you're dying of starvation and cold, Amy, right? And suddenly there's the red sled that you've already experienced in one of your memories from the Giver. Just sitting there waiting for you?
I think he's already almost dead and he's just delusional.
Ooh. What do you think, Sean?
Sort of, I guess.
So there's either really a red sled or he's almost
just
dead.
Sliding.
Or he's almost dead, is what Amy's saying.
Here, the last line says,
whoa.
Behind him across the vast distances of space and time, from the place he had left, he thought he had heard music too, but perhaps it was only an echo. That's how it ends.
I think he goes to another community and becomes like the chief of that community.
I want him to go to another community, but I can't believe it.
Why not?
Because, yeah. Can't believe that could happen.
What about you, Sean?
I don't even know.
Had you thought of the other possibility that Amy just talked about, or she just
pulled
the chair out from under you? Does it upset you that an ending is like this? Are you guys happy with this ending?
Kind of.
No, I want to know.
I want to know. It's a good way to leave you hanging.
What about you, Amy? Because... You and
it's
I think
smart,
have the same idea at the end, but how do you feel about the ending?
I thought it was good because it'll always make you remember the book. If it just had an ending that told whether they lived or died, then you wouldn't remember the book significantly.
In her speech, Lois Lowry does say that she sees the ending as hopeful. I'm not sure if she says happy or not, but she sees it as a hopeful ending.
I think he's in another book.
Jonas?
Yeah, I think he...
In what? The Messenger?
Yeah,
or
the Messenger.
What?
I think he's the chief of their community,
is that,
maybe.
You read that, is that right? So if he is, that's a good...
He had the same powers, and I think he had the same color eyes, so... Pretty sure he's.
But
there.
Do they call him Jonas?
No, they call him Chief, I think.
Ooh.
I'm not sure about Gabriel, though.
What is Lois Lowry saying about memory?
It can come true, or it can help you.
Remembering things can make you go back into that life where it was.
Is that the missing thing that gives people the freedom? Because that's the thing that the community doesn't have, right? These guys are keeping it for them.
Yeah.
And you're saying that the memories will go back to them and the Giver will help them and then they'll have freedom again. So is memory the key?
Yeah, in that case, I guess it is. Because it remembers color, and that's what they don't have.
And remembers feelings.
And they don't really have a mind of their own.
What do you think, Amy? Even like the war memories? I mean, that's freedom? What? How could that be freedom? Memory of the war and all the painful memories.
Because they can create their own memories and they don't have somebody keeping them for them and stuff.
And they can watch from what they... They can learn from the memories and try not to do that stuff.
And they chose to go to war, so... Well, one of the sides chose to go to war.
A long time ago, but now there's no war, right? I mean, isn't this better without the memory? There's no war. If they have these memories again, maybe they'll go to war again. If they have that freedom, maybe there'll be war and pain and...
Or they could learn from it. Like, learn not to go to war.
But I'm wondering if that didn't work because somewhere along the way they decided, you know what, let's put these away and have a society without memory, and then the war stopped and the pain stopped.
And they were talking about pain, how on the sled they Jonas imagined himself breaking his leg. He remembered that memory. But they also said that Jonas had crushed his finger in the door. What's the difference? I mean, didn't he feel the crushing the finger?
Yeah, he did.
I thought about that a lot.
He did.
Yeah.
And they keep saying there's, like, no pain here, but still they're saying he takes pain medication for it.
Yeah, pain reliever.
So they did have pain, just not as hard pain.
And they also had love, but they would...
They didn't know that word.
Didn't know the word, but they had it. But then the pills took it away.
Are you sure that was love?
Yeah.
That was definitely love.
It's interesting because he does ask his mom, "Do you love me?" And she says... Please be precise, and here's what's happening right now, right? We're talking about love. Well, what do we mean, right? Be precise with your language.
Yeah,
is this really, was that really love, right? Because, you know, when they grow up, right, Lily's going to grow up, and Jonas would have grown up, and the mom and dad would go live, you know, different place, and they would never see each other again, would they?
Well, if he went to that place that they went,
childless adult.
Yeah.
With a what?
Childless adult.
Yeah, but they never do. They don't go and visit each other.
Because right? They don't care for them anymore. They just think their days are over with me, so.
Yeah, that's it.
And then he wouldn't care about Lily anymore.
Right.
They'd probably forget that they were brother and sister. So they'd do whatever they were going to do anyway.
How do you think this book connects to another book?
Well, I think this connects with Gathering Blue, because they're the same idea of a community that's different from all the other communities.
Yeah, that community is kind of meaner, though. It isn't laid out, life isn't laid out for them. They're kind of...
Forced.
It's kind of the opposite. You have to make your own life. By yourself. Like, you have to make your own home. And then, like, people turn against
you. You go in the field.
Yeah.
What's that?
And if you don't, get, well, if the chief doesn't like you or people don't like you, you can't walk or something, or you're not useful, you go out into the field. Mm. You're left there.
And people turn against you easily.
I think this book is like Harry Potter because the memories are transported to Jonas, like Dumbledore was transporting his memories from the Pensieve to Harry. It's sort of like that. They're putting
that's in the sixth book. Is he doing that in the sixth?
They have it in a lot of the books. Oh, okay.
Yeah, fifth. Yeah, I think fifth it started
with the Pensieve. Fourth because the Triwizard. He was helping him, sort of.
No, because remember in the fifth, he
stayed there.
He.
Amy, do you think you'll ever read this book again and see the ending differently? See it as hopeful?
I have no idea, actually.
It's funny because I read it 10 years ago. And reading it this time, I could not remember how it ended at all. It's sort of like it was an open ending. You know, the whole book, I mean, here it is about memory, and I could not remember how it ends. So I wonder if that'll change every time I read it.
It might be because of the ending that I've read this book a million times.
And does it change for you? Does the ending go from positive to negative? Wow. The thing is, he is happy at the end, isn't he? Jonas does suddenly get very happy, right?
Well, he kind of gets happy.
Doesn't he, as he's going up the hill, he suddenly starts to feel this incredible joy?
Yeah. But before that, he's miserable and wants to turn back.
He might have gone crazy or something.
What's your next book? Are we doing any more?
Nope. I don't know what to read. I don't know what to read.
Any suggestions for Sean what to read? What are you reading, Gavin, Nina?
Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
You know, that's one of Lois Lowry's favorite books. She read that as a child. And, you know, I did not know this until I read her website. There's actually a sequel to that book. Did you know that? She talks about that in her speech. I had no idea. She talks about nobody remembers the sequel. She thinks sequels kind of dissipate, I think she was talking about. What about you? You're reading The Shining. What's next after The Shining for you?
I haven't thought that far ahead. Probably a book that our language arts teacher makes us read.
Zoe?
I've been... I have a bunch of new books on my top bunk, and I've been thumbing through them all. In between right now.
Oh, I know what I'm reading.
What?
I'm reading a bunch of comics.
Okay. Yes, I love comics.
Okay.
Spider-Man and Archie.
Great. All right, well, thank you. This has been wonderful.
Thanks for listening.